Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Go forth in to a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty, mighty Lord. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. My brother.
Spirit of God shall work in my house and in my family. family and in my children and in my address, not someplace else, but in my house. And the Spirit of God shall rest upon me, so you can declare it and shout it out loud. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad.
Because of what they're doing. His newest one is that he's saying that Zion belongs to the Muslim. I don't think so. The Word of God says different. And he has the final word. I don't know how he's even going to be. He's talking about going to Jerusalem. I don't even know if anybody that he'll even be welcome there. But anyway, he said that and talking about that the city needs to be divided. And everybody involved in these peace treaties and all, they're saying the same thing. And this, instead of all of them trying to bring war against Israel, they're trying to do it another crafty way. Well, you have the other leaders and all said all part of any kind of peace will be that the city has to be divided, that the it just continues. And land gained for them and everything else, and land taken away, and they have no right to do anything with God's land. It's his land. But they don't seem like they learned their lesson, and it will be the finality of all these nations because of how they're treating Israel, but more than that, how they have treated God's son and understand that he's the Savior. Understand they should be seeking him as he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that you really can't govern. You can't even lead a nation and everything without him. It'll be very corruptible and evil, and that's what we have going on. And all the things they're doing that they're making it more difficult for the people, everything from food to fuel and everything the people depended on, and it was pretty well that's there all the time. Well, that's changing because it's setting up for the time of judgment, for a time that people have turned from the living God. Why do you think we have what we have? If you're in a place that you worship the false gods, that you worship the ones that Satan brings forth, any kind of pagan gods or demigods or whatever, you're receiving what you'll receive from him, which is he wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. He wants to bring harm to you. And that that kind of nature that you have in the false religion, that it brings a curse upon you and sin. I was watching they're called the two preachers, and they share about the things, events going around the world. And it really amazed me and humbled me, understanding of the people that are deceived, and they worship false gods. They worship these isms, all these isms everywhere. And their nations are being plundered. I mean, their nations are being just hit so hard with storms and with drought and with floods and with landslides and all these things. And I think about it and understanding that if you serve the Lord God, your nation will be blessed. Your land would be blessed. But when you turn away, you get what the ruler of this world, what he brings forth, and the kind of things that bring destruction and pain and misery. And even in it, God is showing his created children, come to me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that you can't make it without me. I'm the only one. I'm the only one who can do this. And that you need me. I'm your Savior. I'm the one that can watch over you. I'm the one who can protect you, provide for you. Doesn't matter what the world does, God is greater. Doesn't matter what Satan does, God is greater. Understand that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that what's the awesome thing about it, that he's that to us personally. But the greatest thing he is to us is our Savior. And that really gets personal. And that's what's really important. And we praise him and lift up the name above all names. So that is going on, and other things, I don't know if you heard about WHO, or, you know, the World Health Organization and the things they're voting on about be able to have total control over all the nations of the United Nations to be able to lock them down, to give them that kind of authority, and that, you know, nobody in leadership here will even stand up, but they just keep going along with it because they're with the way of the world and the world order. And they're talking about a situation that they're voting on it, and it would go in effect. Guess when? Guess when? In November, just in time for the midterm elections. So all this is happening for sure. But how much longer are we going to be here? By all that we see going on and all that's happening, how long? I don't think it's much longer. I know the Lord raises it up for this time to share with people of the Lord's coming and be prepared for the Lord's coming and understand he is coming for his church and bride and that people need to know Jesus personally. So as he raises up in such a time as this, I don't think it's much longer. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would help Brother Andrew to be able to stay in the chat room. Lord, you make a way for the connections and the internet in the power that he needs and the signal. Thank you, Lord. And the signal that he needs to make this happen in the name of Jesus. We pray protection against anything the enemy trying to cause problems already. And we rebuke them in the name of Jesus and pray for your ways here, Lord, in righteousness. And Lord, that the connections will be good and that you'll make a way for whoever wants to come and be part of the Lord's hour and come to worship and honor you and come to a place of refuge and rest that they're able. The ones by the computer, Lord, and by phone and by Skype and Facebook and whichever way you make a way, that, Lord, it will happen. We praise and honor you and thank you and praise you for this night. Well, praise God. I'm not sure if I talked to Sis, and she's not going to be able to sing. So you've got me again tonight doing the singing and the teaching and the worship. I'm doing a little bit of everything. And she said she's going to be here, but I don't see her. So I hope she's all right. We'll just continue to pray for her throat and her a cough she had. She said it was better. And it's amazing that God made a way through the service that she is, but she's had still a rough time during the week. So we continue to pray for her. I would say, I don't know, you know, if you've heard on my YouTubes already or at Facebook, but me and Sis Brenda will be leading at our church this Sunday. Our pastor and our associate pastor and his family are out of town, and the men are at a retreat, and the family is at church with family about celebrating at that another church from old home time, or going home type thing, or celebrating something that was they're going to go do. So the Lord has opened a door, and he always told me when I came here that be available and I'll use you. And he's making a way that I will be able to minister at a church, a regular church, coming Sunday. So I ask you for your prayers. And we will be broadcasting it live at Facebook if you want to see me and hear me share the message that God has put on my heart and that it is in the place of following what the pastor wants, and that we are in the book of Exodus, and we'll be studying that. But it's really exciting because brothers and sisters, my aunts and my aunts and uncles and grandmothers, they prayed and they saw me, preaching, and I thought it was just there online, but they saw me in visions of preaching at a church. That's coming to pass this Sunday, Lord willing. And it's exciting. And like I said, I'm just a humble servant, whatever God wants. And I'm just standing in for the pastor as he's asked me. And we'll give God all the glory and praise. Well, we thank God for each one of you. And I don't know what's going on with the chat room with Brother Andrew. I hope he's able to get back in. If not, we will go on. Is this like the ones by phone and you, Sis Connie, and whoever comes, you know, with two or three gathered my name, there I am. So he's still here. And that we hope that Brother Andrew is able to come in and his sister Jeanette coming. But praise God that we can come together. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you and praise you for this night. Thank you for the truth of your word. Lord, we pray that you intervene in what's going on here at the Lord's Hour. And watch over the people and the connections and the internet and the phone connections, Lord, and the signals. And, Lord, we pray against the enemy that would try to come against and keep people from coming. Lord, we pray you make a way to open the chat room and open the phone lines and to able to come, Lord. But we're very grateful that we are here in your presence and that we be obedient in what you've called us to do and share the truth of your word, and then our lives will be changed and other lives will be changed. I know, Lord, that many listen to it later or download it, praise God, and that their lives will be changed. And Holy Spirit, we pray for your guidance and wisdom tonight as and strength, and be refreshed as we're doing, covering it all tonight, Lord. And we pray for healing upon Sis Jeanette continually, and lift her up and let her rest and be renewed. And we honor and praise you, Father. And we thank you again that we could come together. And we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, praise God. There he is. Lord made a way. Now, for the first song, it was a praise song that was shared at our church. It's a very powerful song. And the scripture for it is here in Revelation 19, talking about Revelation 19, 11 through 16, the coming of Christ the conqueror. Well, he's already Savior. He is the Son of God, but he's going to conquer this whole evil world and the fallen one and the beast, Antichrist, and the false prophet, and he's going to conquer all that is evil and all that would come against him, that they, all the people, created people, could have been saved. But they decide to go against the Lord God, God of mercy, and they will face his wrath and judgment, and they will not stand. But we see that they will just be pretty well thrown into the lake of fire. I don't think I'm going down that far to read, but that's what's going to happen to them. And all others will face tremendous judgment from the Lord. So the word of God says, Revelation 19, verse 11 through 16, and I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse, and he who is riding, it is called faithful. I mean, it is riding, it is called faithful and true, trustworthy, loyal, incorruptible, and steady. In righteousness, he judges and wages war on the rebellious nation, all that would come against Israel. And eventually it's going to be all. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many royal crowns, and he has a name inscribed on him, which no one knows or understands except himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah, that's our Lord. The armies of heaven, dressed in fine linen, dazzling white, clean, followed him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, his word, with which he may strike down the nation. And he will rule them with a rod of iron. And he will tread the winepress of fierce wrath of God. I'm telling you. You don't want to come up against him. You want to meet him as your Savior. And the Almighty in judgment of the rebellious world. And the Almighty in judgment of a rebellious world. All the things that we see, all the things we hear, where's this world going? Where's this nation going? We see it clearly. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our glorious Savior and King Jesus is. Oh, thank you, sis. I thank you for the encouragement. Y'all, you know, like I said, it's going to be, sis Brenda's going to try to broadcast it. So you're welcome to listen to it if you want to. It'll be on there. And praise God. So anyway, praise the name of the Lord. Hey there. Hello there, sis. Sis Jeanette, you made it. Bless you, sis. Bless you. Good to see you. God's opened the door so people can come in now. Hallelujah. So the first song we'll be singing is the new praise song called My King Forever, because that is who he is to us, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ is our King forever. Aren't we grateful? Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You gave life for mine. Nailed to the cross, you crucified all my sin and shame. By your mercy, you are the treasure I find, my reason for living. So let my life become an offering, one who is worthy.
Amen.
All hail to the Lord Most High. All hail to the one who saved my life. All hail to Jesus Christ, my King of heaven, my King forever.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
You stormed the gates of my heart. The veil in between was torn apart. Now you hold the keys to the grave. You bring me to life. You wrote on the way. All hail to the Lord Most High. All hail to the one who saved my life. All praise to Jesus Christ, my King of heaven, my King forever. All hail to the Lord Most High. All praise to the one who saved my life. All praise to Jesus Christ, my King of heaven, my King forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. He is. Glory.
Make a way, Lord, for Brother Andrew. Hallelujah.
With my hands up, oh, locked down, my whole earth bends before you. I lift up my hands up, lay my whole life down. My whole life now is for you. I lift up my hands up and lay my whole life down. My whole life down before you. I lift my hands up, lay my whole life down. My whole life now is for you.
Amen.
Lift up my hands up and lay my whole life down. My whole life down before you. I lift my hands up and lay my whole life down. My whole life down for you.
Amen.
All praise to the Lord Most High. All praise to the one who saved my life. All praise to Jesus Christ, my King of heaven, my King forever. All praise to the Lord Most High. All praise to the one who saved my life. All praise to Jesus Christ, my King of heaven, my King forever. Hands up in my whole life down. My whole life down before you. I lift my hands up, lay my whole life down. My whole life down for you. Oh, praise the Lord Most High. Oh, praise to the one who saved my life. Oh, praise to Jesus Christ,
My King of heaven, my King forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. We bow before you, mighty one, our glorious King and Savior. Hallelujah. brought me to his banqueting table. In his love over me, his love
amen.
Loving and he is mine. I'm a beloved and he is mine. And his banner over me is love. It's his banner over me. Is love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can hear the love of God in our hearts. We can see your breath. We receive your breath. We align ourselves at your table, oh God, you can still sing well. Just look at our lives. Amen, sis. Eat to his banqueting table. He brought me to his banqueting table. And his banner over me is love. Yes, his banner, he is mine. I'm a beloved and he is mine. And his banner over me is love. Amen. His banner over me is love. Amen. Hallelujah. We can feel the love of God in this place. We believe your good. We receive your grace. We delight ourselves at your table, O God. You do all things well. Just look at our lives. Amen. Amen, sis. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Praise the Lord with the instrument. Amen. This is banner over me in love. Amen. Yes, his banner over me over me in love. Amen. Yes. We can feel the love of God in this place. We believe your good. We receive your grace. We delight ourselves at your table, oh God. You do all things well. And to look at our lives. Leave us in the place. Hide ourselves at the table, oh God. You can do things well. Just look at our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Sorry about that. If y'all heard that in the background, that was a weather warning of we have a thunderstorm off to a county to the west of us. It would be good to get some rain. It would be good to get some rain, but we'll see what happens. We hope and pray that it does. But there's Sis sharing part of my message from for Sunday, Exodus 17:15, and Moses built an altar and named it, "The Lord is my banner," as the Lord told him. He was telling him one of his names, "The Lord is my banner," and that banner over us is his love, his love, his love, or it is his love. Anyway, praise God and hallelujah that we're very grateful. And praise God as we're praying for Sis Danette to get feeling better, that I have the privilege to be able to sing her song tonight, the song that God put on her heart and motivates us and encourages us and know of his word is true and his promises are true. And that even as the word says, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. Praise his name forever. And that we pray and we say, even so come, Lord Jesus. Even so come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even so come. Glory. All glory to you, Lord. In the times we live. Hallelujah. Of creation, all of the earth, make a straight highway, path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Call back the sinners, wake up the saints, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come. Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even so come. Lord Jesus, come. Amen. There will be justice. All will be new. Your name forever. Faithful and true. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, and so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Hallelujah.
So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon.
Hallelujah.
Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus, come. Praise the Lord. That is our heart and our prayer. Another part of it is to serve the Lord well until he comes. And then we tell others that they need to know Jesus personally, so they can go home with him when he comes and not be left behind. Amen?
All right. Well, praise God. Glory to God. Now we'll get to the message that God has put on my heart. Hallelujah. Let me get a drink with the whistle again. Hope it would work out for Brother Andrew. Hope everything's okay. A lot of things can interfere. Of course, the old enemy can, but the signals and all, the weather and everything else. So we pray that God makes a way for that for Brother Andrew and who else wants to come in here. But we thank God for the sisters in Christ here, godly women. Praise God. I thank you for your encouragement. You don't know how much it means to both of us, me and Sister Brenda, of y'all's encouragement and be there to pray for us and to sort of, you know, like root us on, I guess it is, or encouragement. And that we want to serve the Lord well, and we need each other in all this. Oh, thank you, sis. You're so kind. You're so kind, sis. Bless you. Hallelujah. Here is the message for tonight. We are at a crossroads of faith. Will we believe Jesus Christ or Satan and man? Because that's really the only choices there is. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace and mercy and love is from your Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, his Son, and our Savior, and empowered and brought to life by the Holy Spirit now. Amen? Now that is truth. This is all truth and happening for each of you and me. Whatever we are facing for our faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, we truly are at a crossroad of our faith. The only true faith and way of God is his Son, Jesus Christ, personally for you and me. It is all about a personal relationship with him from Adam and Eve, the disciples, when he was here, when he was in the world being the truth and light of God to show us and tell us the way to salvation, eternal life. Amen? In the same way,
He wants a relationship with each of us, to fellowship with each of us every day. He should be part of our life, the main part compared to all others and the things that are in our life now. Amen. It truly comes down to each of us and the Savior, Jesus Christ. God's way now, through the Holy Spirit, who wants to live in us and guide us and teach us all the Father wants for us, his will and purpose for us based totally and only on his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? So with that said, what the Holy Spirit is revealing in these coming days and months, we will all face tough decisions for our faith. The world and man will tell you one thing when God and Savior is telling you the right and truthful direction. Let me say that again, and we have seen it more and more every day. The world and man will tell you one thing when your God and Savior is telling you the right and truthful direction. Amen. Shalom again, Brother Andrew. Welcome back, brother. We're glad you're here. As I shared last week and during this week, the Lord has been sharing with the gospel message of grace. Jeremiah 21, verse 8. And to this people, you, Jeremiah, shall always, also say, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. That's what the Lord has set before us too now. As the prophet was shared too, mainly talking to Israel, but he's talking to everybody in the world now. Oh, amen, brother. That's good. That's good. Praise God. Understand and know this for truth. There's only two choices in this life. There's only two ways to live in this life and the one to come. Number one, the way of life is through faith in the Son of God for salvation, eternal life, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's way of true life. Number two, the way of death is fallen man and having the nature and character of the fallen one, Satan, not saved or redeemed by God's Son, Jesus personally, his life and blood shed for them. But instead, they think they know what is best for them and for everybody else, all for the common good. God have mercy. Understand, the good is not the same as God and Creator. Let's look. Isaiah 5, 20 through 23. Woe! When you hear a woe, you better listen up. Woe! Judgment is to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe! Judgment is coming to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever and shrewd in their own sight. Woe! Judgment is coming to those who are heroes at drinking wine, drinking games, huh? And men of strength in mixed and intoxicating drink. Well, I think that's talking about people who sort of gets the people going at bars, like bartenders. Or even anybody. In verse 23, who justify the wicked in their ways of life, and no justice or any righteous decision, and acquit the guilty for a bribe. Oh, we got that going on. And take away the right, of those who are in the right. There you go. We got that going on, too. right out of the Word of God, thousands of years before this time we're living. Do we see this happening right now? Yes, we do. God's good. God's good in his mercy and grace and love toward us. His way of righteousness and truth. Amen? Man's good is calling God good evil. And their good is evil. I mean, in evil. Substitute darkness for light and light for darkness. Like the angel of light. But really, it's very dark and evil. They do this by the sin nature they have through the evil one, Satan. Amen? So with this in mind, know that our faith is going to be tested like never before, especially for us here in America and other countries who have not faced persecution, prison, and even death. Who are we to think that we would not face these kind of, as our brothers and sisters around the world have? Part of our faith and life in Christ is about what we are seeing. How are we going to respond? Are we going to be like other men and women of faith who stood for God and stood for Christ even if they faced persecution, prison, and death, as many of our brothers and sisters did? Understand, our Lord Jesus said, we will face these kind of things as his followers and believers. Amen? Even before you could face, that you could face and keep your job or business by accepting man's foolish, evil, controlling ways that we all know is causing injury, even death. Because we know now what is being revealed about the snake bite. It is not to protect you or keep you healthy, but the hidden part of it is to do the will and purpose of the elite and their goals of reducing population or just exterminate people like animals and bugs. This is what they think of you and treat you that way. Why would they do such a thing so many ways? Because it is their nature without Christ. Because they act like their true father of sin, death, and hell, Satan. This is what he wants. This is what he wants for all of God's created children. Even the ones who really believe and worship him. Many are misled and deceived by what he promised them. Yes, many have money, fame, and fortune of this world. But as the fallen one promises them great things about making this world a utopia, it is all lies to lead them to hell with him forever. You see, Satan does not have the final word. Hallelujah. God does. And we all need to believe and trust him now. It is true faith. This is what true faith is. To believe and trust and embrace the Son of God personally as our Savior and King. Amen. The name above all names, Jesus. Yeshua for our Jewish friends. Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Anointed One, the Messiah. Hallelujah. As the Holy Spirit leads, I share something that needed to be shared for such a time as this. Amen? Now, the point I was going to make about this snake bite, because this is what it truly is, that its true purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. It tears down your immune system. And most of the people who have taken the snake bite, the sting, even more of it through boosters, will die within 3 to 4 years. God have mercy. cutting down people's life. But God, he's greater. It don't matter what they throw at us. God is greater. And I don't bring this to anything about condemning anybody, taking it or anything like that. That's between you and the Lord. But he's able to heal and protect you as a believer if you were misled or deceived. I sure would pray and ask God to forgive you for not trusting him over man. This by people who know and experts on these kind of evil things. But by God's word is confirmed and truthfully even tells us more about the time we are in. Let's look. That this is going to happen. That population is going to be reduced. God have mercy. One of the big ones, hallelujah, is going to be when we go. But there's more to come. Revelation chapter 6, 7 and 8, that God's word is confirmed. The fourth seal of the riding horses of apostles, death. When he, the Lamb, broke open the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the four living creatures call out, "Come." So I looked and behold, an ashen, pale, greenish-gray horse like a corpse, representing death and pestilence. And its rider's name was Death and Hades. Excuse me. And the realm of the dead was falling with him. And there they were given authority and power over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with famine and with plague, pestilence, and disease, and by the wild beasts of the earth. Time you want to be here. Power over the fourth part of the earth, the people of the world, those who didn't have faith in God and his son, Jesus Christ, and trusted men, and trusted in the ruler of this world, Satan. The shadow of the tribulation is upon us. But the real thing is coming. What we're in now is just the shadow of what's really coming. Think of it. Think of it. A fourth of seven minus, hopefully, about a billion of believers that have been raptured is like 1.5 billion people with a B. Now we have had wars and other pestilences in the history of mankind, but they were talking about millions or thousands, but this is billions. This is a lot. So anybody out there say we're in the tribulation, do not listen to them anymore, because we are not. This has not happened, but it will by the truth of God's word. Amen. So, and I repeat, do not want to be part of this, any of this. I pray each one listening tonight or in the archive that you have faith in Jesus Christ, that you know him, believe in him as your Savior, and know him personally through the Holy Spirit as you were born again at the crossroads of our faith now. Amen? Are we all going to stand at these crossroads of faith or give in to the ways of men? A question each of us have to ask ourselves and pray and seek the Lord for direction. Do what is right and truthful, and know what is evil and wrong. Amen? I pray we choose God's way to life, God's way to life, and make decisions based on what God has told us. When we face these crossroads of faith, we do not face them alone. He is with us through it all, and he wants to show us his care and his love for us. Amen. So as the Holy Spirit leads, we will look at some of the examples of the ones in the faith in God's word to be testimonies and examples to us to know and follow. Amen. First, we will start with Joshua and Caleb. All others did not listen or believe God, but they did. Amen. There's going to be places where you might be the only one standing or very few, but it'd be worth it. Numbers 14, 1 through 10. Let me get a drink. Hang on a second, brothers and sisters. I need to check some kind of noise or something going on out here. Real loud. All right. I'm back. I don't know what it is. It's roaring, but it quit roaring. So whatever it was closed, but it quit now. Brenda said it thought it was our air conditioning, but the air conditioning's going and there's no noise. So it was something out here by the house. I guess they were driving by or doing something out here. Okay, let's move on. Numbers 14, 1 through 10. The caption for this word, the people rebel. Not a good place to be. We got way too many that are rebelling against God now. They rebel against him, his word, his truth. They want to do it their way. But they don't realize. They're turning totally away what God wants for them. And that's what this life's all about, is believing and trusting him and not be caught up with the rebellious one. Okay, verse 1. Always put the number of the chapter on that first word. It's funny. Verse 1. Then all the congregation of Israel raised their voices and cried out. And the people wept that night. All the Israelites murmured, all it says, in discontent against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, oh, that we would have died in the land of Egypt, or that we had died in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land of Canaan? To fall by the sword? Our wives and children to become plunder? It'd be better for us to return to Egypt. So they said to one another, let us appoint a new leader and return to Egypt. Isn't that sad? Remember, they have God there by a cloud by day and a fire by night. He's right there. The one who gave them life, the one who set them free, the one who defeated the evil Pharaoh and all of the so-called gods they worship. A picture of everybody that are sinful in nature and in captivity to the evil Pharaoh, the wicked one, Satan. And then God can set you free, himself, the Son of God. The people need to know that and understand, even as they walk around and they live it all and they think they're free, but in the spiritual realm, they're not. They're like the walking dead in darkness, and there is no light. There is no life. This is the physical life by God's grace. He gives you to live so that you can make that decision before your last breath, as the Lord has said. And they want to turn back to that. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the Israelites. Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied, find out the land that God said he's going to give them. He's going to give them. He's going to keep his word. He got a clean house, he'll clean house. Hallelujah. Out the land tore their clothes of a sign of grief. And they spoke to all the congregations of the sons of Israel, saying, the land through which we pass as spies in exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey, because they knew who was on their side. They've seen what the Lord had done. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. Do not fear them. But all the congregation said, stone to stone. Joshua and Caleb with stone. For what offense? By the time they're going to do it, God shows up. But the glory and the brilliance of the Lord appeared at the tent of the meeting, tabernacle, before all the sons of Israel. Crossroads of faith for Moses and their Israelites was, are we going to trust God and his word and promises? Or are we going to listen to the report of people who have no, going to listen to the report of the people who have known true faith or a relationship with, report of the people who have not known a true faith or relationship with the living God? Most here choose to do what man said and not what God commanded. Because remember, there was 12 spies, and Joshua and Caleb was the only one said, land, the land God's given us, and everybody and everything we're going to face, God has put them in our hands. He's promised this land. He's going to keep his promise. And we know he did. Now, God has given us all that choice. But know this. Know this truth. There is consequences or blessings to all our choices of faith or unbelief. Amen? Hang on, another warning.
The National Weather Service at Fort Worth has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Eastland County.
Sound like the same warning, is it still there? All right, let's move on. Just like Joshua and Caleb, we as born-again believers in Jesus are telling people, quit trusting fallen man and have faith and trust in our God and Savior. Amen? Very important. You know, you got to remember, if they're not believers, where do you think they're getting the wisdom from? Where do you think they get the direction from? Who controls them? Who influences them? What kind of nature do they have? You think they have your best interest for you? Uh-uh. No way. Look what the people wanted to do to Joshua and Caleb, trying to remind them who they were, God's people, and that his delight was in them. Amen, brother. That's right. The devil. By what the spies said, looking at what God had promised in their natural eyes, physical eyes, and not believing God, it led to fear and doubt. Let fear and doubt take hold of them. This is what is happening today. Verse 10. But all the congregation said to stone Joshua and Caleb with stone. Now, as we know, there's places like, and then we'll read about the other three Hebrew men that God saved them out of. And then there's the place of Stephen. that he was stoned to death for his faith. But here, God shows up and stops it from happening. He's involved in our life. And his life is in our hands. And at the most anything, it's his physical life. What matters is the spiritual. And even as Peter, I mean, even as Stephen's being stoned, he's looking up and looking at God. I don't even know if he knows of anything of the stoning himself by what he was saying and doing and the power of the Spirit. But here, when they was getting ready to stone Joshua and Caleb, the glory of the Lord showed up. And they all went away or bowed down or ran, I guarantee you that, the kind of things they were doing and saying. It's interesting that they stood up. Where was Moses? But anyway, the so-called people of God wanted to stone those who were sharing God's truth and promises. The same today, even so-called churches in name only and having a form of godliness, denying the power of God, the Holy Spirit, doing the same kind of thing as these people were told, Joshua and Caleb, because of fear and not knowing the truth about our faith, and they bowing down to money and government, not believing and trusting the true God. Many are misled and deceived for not knowing the truth or to even denying the truth and going their way, even Satan's way. God have mercy. But look at the second part of this verse. But the glory and the brilliance of the Lord appeared at the tent meeting tabernacle before all the sons of Israel. But God showed up. And this gave peace and protection to Joshua and Caleb. And it brought great fear upon all who did not stand in faith. Let's look. Numbers 14, 20 through 30. The Lord pardons and rebukes. Remember, he is a God of mercy and love and grace, but also he's a God of righteousness and justice and truth. Verse 20. So the Lord said, I have pardoned them according to your word, but indeed as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Surely all the men who have seen my glory and my miraculous signs, which I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to the test and have not listened to my voice. Isn't it interesting? 10 times, 10 commandments, 10 spies that didn't believe. Will by no means see the land which I swore to give their fathers, nor will any who treated me disrespectfully and rejected me see it even. Won't even see it. My servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit, and he followed me fully, and I will bring him into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites live in the valley. Tomorrow turn and set out for the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I put up with this evil congregation who murmur and discontent against me? I have heard the complaints of the Israelites, which they are making against me. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just what you have spoken in my hearing, I will most certainly do to you. Remember what they was asking? That they would go back to Egypt and die? Or that they would die in the wilderness? God gives people what they want to show them, you should have believed and trusted me. I know what's best. But you've got to learn. Your dead body will fall in this wilderness. even all who were numbered of you. Your entire number, from 20 years old and upward, who have murmured against me, the ones who had doubt and unbelief, the ones who didn't trust the Lord, the ones who didn't have faith in him, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Not one of you shall enter the land which I swore an oath to settle you. That means everybody under 20 and Joshua and Caleb, and that's it. Not even Moses. When he did something he wasn't supposed to, lashed out. They all had to go back into the desert. God have mercy. There is consequences for your choices. The choice of going man's way and a blessing and favor going God's way. Number one, man's way leads to death. Here mainly physical, but something much greater here. We are talking about following man instead of God through faith in his son, Jesus Christ, leads to the second death, eternal death. Amen. Number two, God's way leads to eternal life. Here it was, a physical land of promise from God, but having faith and believing him over all the circumstances that would try to lead you, there is a promise of eternal place called heaven too. Amen? So by this account of faith, and when almost all others chose man's way, Joshua and Caleb chose to have faith and trust their God and Savior. They were rewarded for this. God saw their heart and was pleased with their choice, even in the midst of diversity. Amen. Now we move on to the three young men who would not bow to the world order of their day. Amen. Daniel 3. 1 through 7, glory to the Lord. Forerunner coming in the tribulation, the king's golden image. Isn't there something in the book of Revelation talking about the beast and the image of the beast? Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel 3, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made a gold-plated image whose height, including the pedestal, was 60 cubits, or 90 feet, and its width, 6 cubits, 9 feet. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent out word to the assembly, to the satraps, the prefects, the governors, counselors, treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, lawyers, and all the chief officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image that the king Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Sound like government people, don't it? Then the satraps and the prefects and the governors and counselors, treasurers, and judges, magistrates, and lawyers, and all the chief officials of the provinces gathered together for dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, speakers of every language, that at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, four-string harp, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be thrown in the midst of a furnace of blazing fire." So when the people heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, and trigon, Desolamer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music. All the peoples, nations, speakers of every language fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. So at this time, the Israelites were in captivity to the Chaldeans in Babylon. The government of the known world at that time, three young Hebrew men had a crossroad of faith to face. Let's look. Doesn't matter what everybody else does. It matters what you do. Even if you go alone, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Even if I go alone, no turning back. Daniel 3, 8 through 12. Worship of the image refused. At the time, certain Chaldeans came forward and brought malicious accusations against the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, bagpipe, and all kinds of music is to fall down and worship the golden image. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall be thrown into the midst of the blazing fire, furnace of the blazing fire. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the administration of the province of Babylon, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Sort of like our day. These people, these true believers in Jesus, will not wear the mask of control and fear. These people will not take the jab or snake bite because they trust their God and Savior over government. Amen? Now back to these young men. Remember, there are people making accusations and threats out of fear and unbelief of God's way. Daniel 3. 13 through 15. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a furious rage, gave a command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these men were brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my God or worship the golden image which I set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, to fall down. Fall down. And worship the image, which I have made very good. But if you do not worship, you shall be thrown at once into the midst of the furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there who can rescue you out of my hand? Oh, what a question, huh? What God can rescue you out of my hands of this world government and empire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? What about us right now, brothers and sisters, as we face this crossroad of faith? Let us hear the answer of faith. Amen. Welcome, sis Relius. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Bless you, sis. Daniel 3, 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to answer you on this point. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to rescue us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O King, that we are not going to serve your God or worship the golden image that you have set up. Let us take heed and grab hold of this kind of faith these young men have. We will not bow down or give into this worldly government or religion. Our God, whom we serve right now, is able to rescue us from what we are facing like them. But if we have to face some fire for our faith, we will still believe and trust him, knowing that he will not leave us or forsake us. Amen? Now, look what happens when they confess this kind of faith from their heart. Oh, hallelujah. In the face of death, in face of fire. Daniel 3:19-28. Daniel's friends protected. The caption for this word. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and his facial expression changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then he gave a command that the furnace would be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Oh, that's a mistake. There you go. But God, right? He commanded certain strong men in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to throw them into the furnace of blazing fire. Then these 3 men were tied up in their trousers, their coats, and their turbans, and their other clothes, and they were thrown in the midst of the furnace of blazing fire. Because of the king's command was urgent, and the furnace was extremely hot, the flame of the fire killed the men who carried up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell in to the midst of the furnace of blazing fire, still tied up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, looked and was astounded. And he jumped up and said, he said to his counselors, Did we not throw 3 men who were tied up in the midst of the fire? They replied to the king, certainly, O king. And he looked, and he answered, look, I see 4 men untied, walking around in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And their appearance of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar approached the door of the blazing furnace and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out of there. Come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire. The satraps, the prefects, the governors, the king's counselors gathered around them and saw that in regard to these men, the fire had no effect of their bodies. Their hair was not singed. Their clothes were not scorched or damaged. Even the smell of smoke was not on them. Oh, hallelujah. God's got this. I mean, you think about it. Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servant who believed in and trusted in and relied on him. They violated the king's command and surrendered their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Why should we doubt or fear, brothers and sisters? How much more will God do for us who believe and trust, praise him for salvation and eternal life? Hallelujah. Yep. See, hope next pages, had some pages get some in there that didn't get, hope that it's, all right, we're still in order. Hallelujah. I guess it shoots out more than what the pages sometimes. What about that? He said, I will watch over you and protect you and provide for us, even if we face no job or for standing for truth and the true God as these men did. Amen. Now, to bow down to God, to the gods of this world, like government, pharmacia, religion, and man's way, empowered by Satan. Not to bow down to the gods of this world, like government, pharmacia, religion, and man's way, empowered by Satan. No, brothers, sisters, we have been given faith to believe God and not man. For doing this in this world, and whatever we face, any kind of suffering, is a short time compared to what God has promised to those who believe and trust him now and for eternity. Amen? But we, like the three Hebrew young men, rather than serve and worship any God except their own true living God. Amen. Now, these three had a good friend named Daniel. He had a crossroad of faith, too. Amen? Let's look. Daniel 6, 1 through 5. It seemed good to Darius, who became king after Belshazzar, to appoint over the kingdom satraps, who would be in charge throughout the kingdom, and over them three chief commissioners, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might be accountable to them, so that the king would have no loss from disloyalty or mismanagement. Then this Daniel, because of his extraordinary spirit within him, began to distinguish himself among the commissioners and the satraps, and the king planned to appoint him over the entire realm. Then the other two commissioners and the satraps began trying to find a reason to bring a complaint against Daniel. Jealousy, huh? Envy, jealousy, concerning the administration of the kingdom. But they could not find no reason for an accusation or evidence of corruption, because he was a faithful man of high moral character and personal integrity. And no negligence or corruption of any kind was found in him. Then these men said, we will not find any basis for accusation against this Daniel unless we find something against him in connection with the law of his God. So the government's workers, advisors, corrupt too, were mad and jealous of Daniel. So they came up with the idea to take out Daniel, like many in our day want to do with us. Of course, we know that this is the nature of sinful man, and it comes from the following Satan. Amen. So they come up with something like that would test Daniel's faith in his God. Let's look. Daniel 6, continued, 6 through 13. Well, everybody's been having problems trying to stay in the chat room tonight. Then the commissioners and satraps, agreed to approach the king and said to him, King Darius, live forever. All the commissioners of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps and counselors and the governors have consulted and agreed together that the king should establish a royal statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who petitions praise to any god or man besides you, O king, during the next 30 days, shall be thrown in the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed. Sort of like mandates, huh? According to the law of the Medes and Persians, which ensures that it may be not altered or revoked. So King Darius signed the document, that is, the injunction. Now, when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he went into his house. Now, in his roof chamber, his windows were open toward Jerusalem. He continued to get down on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously. Then by agreement, these men came together and found Daniel praying, making requests before his God. Then they approached and spoke before the king regarding his injunction. Have you not signed the injunction that anyone who petitions, prays to any god or man except you, O king, within the designated 30 days is to be thrown into the den of lions? The king answered, the statement is true, in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which they may not be altered and revoked. Then they answered and said before the king, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, does not pay attention to you, O king, or the injunction which you have signed, but keeps praying to his God three times a day. So Daniel knew about this document, like all the mandates. Oh, interesting. Listen to that. So Daniel knew about the document, like all the mandates going in our, mandates of our day. What did Daniel do because of his faith and relationship with his God and Creator? He disregarded this ungodly document and kept praying and worshiping his God. Why? Because he trusted in his God. He knew him personally, had a relationship with him, and was not fearful, but faithful. Amen? Now, when we do this sometimes, it can cost you, but God. Amen? Daniel 6, 14 through 24. Then as soon as the king heard these words, he was deeply distressed over what he had done, and he set his mind on rescuing Daniel. And he struggled until the sun went down, trying to work out a way to save him. Then by agreement, these same men came to the king and said, oh, now know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no injunction or statute which a king establishes may be altered or revoked. Daniel in the den of lions, the captain for this next word. Then the king gave a command, and Daniel was brought down and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you constantly serve, rescue you himself. Isn't that interesting? Because, brothers and sisters, that's what our king and savior is going to do for us. Rescue you himself. A stone was brought and laid over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and the signet ring of his nobles so that nothing would be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no music or entertainment was brought before him and remained unable to sleep. Then the king arose at dawn and at break of the day and hurried to the den of the lions. When he had come near the den, he called out to Daniel with a troubled voice. The king said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to rescue you from the lions? Then Daniel spoke to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent an angel, and he has shut the mouth of the lions, so that they may not hurt me, because I have found innocent before him, and also before you, O king. I have committed no crime. Then the king was greatly pleased and ordered that Daniel be taken out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed and relied and trusted in his God. The king then gave a command, and those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the den of lions. You don't come against God and his anointed. Just like the men with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who threw them in, throwing them in the furnace, they all died. Look what's happened to these people. Now listen to this. These even more. They were brought and thrown into the den of lions. They, their children, and their wife. But before they reached the bottom of the den, listen to this, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Because of Daniel's faith, he believed in, relied on, and trusted God. He was unharmed and rescued. The same for us, brothers and sisters, for such a time as this, before the final judgment and wrath, for all who do not have faith or rely on or trust God, he will rescue us too. Amen? So these I have shared are some of all the men and women of faith that have faced crossroads of faith in each of their lives as believers of God. Amen? So let us go to the chapter of those who have crossroads of faith where their faith in God was tested. Hebrews 11, the chapter we all can learn from for the crossroads of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance, the title, deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. That's true hope, divinely guaranteed. And the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by physical senses. For by this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. By faith, that is, with the inherited trust and enduring confidence in the power and wisdom and goodness of God, we understand that the world's universe and ages were framed and created, formed, put in an order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which it was testified of him that he was a righteous, upright, in right standing with God. And God testified by accepting his gift. Though he died by faith that pleased God, Enoch was caught up and taken to heaven so that he would not have a glimpse of death. Not even a glimpse of death. And he was not found because God had taken him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received a testimony, still on record, that he had walked with God and pleased him. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Truthfully, Enoch is a picture of the church. A lot of people said it's Noah and the ark. No, that's going to be the Jews in the tribulation or Jacob's trouble. That they'll be in a place, but they're not taken out of the world. They're like out of place, a place that God has prepared for them. But Enoch's like the church. He takes you out of here before the judgment comes. Hallelujah. By faith, with confidence in God, his word, Noah, being warned by God about the events not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his family. By this act of obedience, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which comes by faith.
The National Weather Service has issued a thunderstorm warning for northern Eastland County.
Staying in one county, it must be a storm right in one area. Same, but anyway. Okay. prepared an ark for his family by this act of obedience, condemned by this act of obedience, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which comes by faith. You know, even I thought it was interesting watching a movie, a very powerful movie called Play the Flute. If you get to see it, Christian movie, it'll blow you away. It's a very awesome movie about a youth minister and dealing with kids of this time. It's called Play the Flute, based on what Jesus said in Matthew 11, I do believe. But in it, he talked about when they were talking about in Noah's day, and he's talking about a Methuselah. And Methuselah's name means death, then comes judgment. Well, that was his name when he was born. 969 years, God had said what was going to happen before it happened. And at Methuselah's death, that's when the judgment came. By faith, Abraham, when he was called by God, obeyed by going to a place which he was to receive an inheritance, and he went, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as a foreigner in the promised land, as a strange land, and living in tents as nomads with Isaac and Jacob, who were fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was waiting expectantly and confident, looking forward to the city which has foundation, eternal, heavenly city, which architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received the ability to conceive of a child. And when she was going, she was long past the normal age for it, because she considered him who had given her the promise to be reliable and true to his word. You see, these people have relationships with God. They knew him. They knew who he was and what he was able to do and why he does it. So from one man, though he was physically as good as dead, were born as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number innumerable, as the sand of the sea shore. Hallelujah. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, verse 17, that is, the testing of his faith was still in progress. Now listen to the kind of faith he had. Offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises of God was ready to sacrifice his only son of promise. To him it was said, though Isaac, your descendant shall be called. For he considered reasonable to believe, now listen to what he believes, that God was able to raise Isaac even from among the dead. Indeed, in the sense that he was prepared to sacrifice Isaac in obedience to God, Abraham did receive him back from the dead, figuratively speaking. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, believing what God had revealed to him, even regarding the things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of his sons of Joseph and bowed in worship and leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, referred to the promise of God for exodus of the sons of Israel from Egypt, and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones in the land of promise. And then we go on more and more, praise God. Hallelujah. By faith, Moses left Egypt, verse 27, being unafraid of the wrath of the king, for he endured steadfastly as seeing him who is unseen. Verse 28, by faith he kept the Passover and sprinkling above blood on the doorpost, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch them, the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted yet they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days by Joshua and the sons of Israel. That sort of fits because these are the ones that were left, the sons and daughters of the first ones that murmured, complained, and died in the desert, in the wilderness. By faith, Rahab, the prostitute, was not destroyed along with those who were disobedient, because she had welcomed the spies sent by the sons of Israel in peace. What shall I say? What more shall I say? For time would fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith, that is, with enduring trust in God and his promises. See, that's what faith is. That is, with enduring trust in God and his promises, subdued kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promised blessing, closed the mouth of lions, extinguished the power of raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became mighty and unbeatable in battle, putting enemies' forces to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured to death, refusing to accept release offered on the condition of dying their faith, so that they would be resurrected for the better life. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Absent from this body is in the presence of the Lord right now. And others experience the trial of mocking and scorching of amid torture, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death, and they were sawn in two. They were lured with tempting offers to renounce their faith. They were put to death by the sword. They went about wrapped in skins and sheep and goats, utterly destitute, oppressed, cruelty treated. People of whom this world is not worthy. No, they really aren't. Wandered in deserts and mountains and living in caves and holes in the ground. All of these, though they gained divine approval through their faith, did not receive the fulfillment what was promised. Because God had us in mind and had something better for us. Oh, hallelujah. So that they, these men and women, authentic faith would not be made perfect, that is, completed in him apart from us. All these people, triumphs of faith, all went through, all faced, just as Christ had told us that we will too, but considered it much better than a thing not believing and trusting God. Why? Because they knew and had a relationship with their God and Savior. For us now, they are examples and inspiration for us to keep going, trusting, even as it gets more crazier, darker in these days, as we become the enemy or voices of hate, because we do not bow down to man and Satan, but believe and trust the true living God, that he is the one who has saved us, delivered us, and he is the one who can heal us and protect us from all that man and Satan throw at us. We do not need any of the foolish things of man, but only what God gives us and does for us. Amen? Whatever the cost, brothers and sisters. Now, with us knowing this, where do we go from here? Let's look. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, Jesus, the example. The best example for all of us who believe and trust him. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, all these people we talked about, and all the redeemed that's gone before us, who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. Let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract us, focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith. The person sent for our belief and the one who brings our faith to maturity. Hallelujah. Who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Just consider and meditate on him who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider it all in comparison with your trial, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Jesus, the example. What are we to do now? Number one, by our faith and trust in God, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us as believers we face. Amen. Number two, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that's set before us. As we can see the finish line, we see the banner they put across there. Looking on number three, looking away from all that would distract us, and there is much out there that is trying. Looking, focusing our eyes on Jesus, amen. Number four, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, who brings us to grow in maturity, even as we face crossroads of faith. Amen? Number five, just consider and meditate on him who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider it in all in comparison with our trial, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart. There's nothing we face compared to what Christ went through. Amen? All adds up as we face crossroads of faith. It is only by our faith and trust that through it all we are given God's love, mercy, and grace. Amen. Now we will look at some of the crossroads of faith from the New Testament, even in the time of God's grace. Amen. Peter's crossroad, even as he's told by his Savior, Jesus Christ, that he would fail and deny him. But he, Jesus, still loved him, just like he does us when we trust man and not God. Let's look. Matthew 26, 69 through 74. And this play about trusting man? Peter was trusting in himself. Now, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and the servant girl came, Matthew 26, 69 through 74. With Jesus, the Galilean. But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you are talking about. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, this man was with Jesus, the Nazarene. And again he denied it with an oath. I do not know the man. After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, surely you are one of them too. Even your Galilean accent gives you away. Then he began to curse, that is to invoke God's judgment on himself, and swear an oath, I don't know the man. Take the Lord's name in vain? Very possible. And at the moment of the rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the prophetic words of Jesus when he had said, before the rooster crows, you shall deny me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly in repentance. So even when we know the truth, we still deal with this flesh. Peter did exactly what the Lord said he would do. It came to pass because he knew Peter's heart. But was he condemned and damned to hell for this? No, he was not. When what happened came to pass, Peter remembered what his Savior said. At the crossroad of faith, at first he failed, but humbled himself and wept bitterly, realizing what he had done, and asked forgiveness in waiting to turn back to God. Wanting to turn back to God. Remember, in our lives, even if we make bad choices and decisions as born-again believers, know this, even when we are faithless, he is faithful. Even at the crossroads of our faith, it's not dependent upon us. It's all about dependence upon him, who he is and what he's done. Another young man came through a crossroad of his faith, Stephen, who stood up to all the ones who had form of godliness and denied the true God in his life and power. Amen. Let's look. Acts 7:51-53. You stiff-necked and stubborn people, uncircumcised in heart and ears. He wasn't putting them down. He was just revealing who they were. You're always actively resisting the Holy Spirit. There's still many out there doing it. You are doing just as your fathers did. Which one of the prophets didn't your fathers not persecute? They killed those who proclaimed beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You who received the law as ordained and delivered to you by angels, and yet you did not obey it. Mm-mm-mm. What did he face for standing up for the truth of God's word? His crossroad of faith. Stephen, Acts 7:54-60. Stephen put to death. Now, when they heard this accusation and they understood its intimation, they were cut to the heart and they began grinding their teeth in rage at him. You want to see the true nature of man in flesh? You're seeing it here. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, led by him, gazed into heaven and saw the glory, the great splendor and majesty of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, look, I see the heavens opened up in welcome, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. They couldn't see it. They could probably hear the noise, but they won't see it. But they shouted with loud voices and covered their ears, and together rushed at him, because they didn't see what Stephen saw. Because they weren't born again. They were caught up in their flesh and anger and rage and hatred and not connected or knew the true living God. They just knew themselves in the fallen one's way. But they shouted with loud voices and covered their ears together and rushed to him, considering guilty of blaspheming. Then they drove him out of the city and began stoning him. And the eyewitnesses placed their outer robes at the feet of a young man named Saul. They continued stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive and accept and welcome my spirit. Then falling on his knees in worship, even as he's being stoned, he cried out loudly. Now this is the heart of God. Lord, even the people that are stoning him, hating him, and wanting him dead, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Do not charge them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. It's just called fell asleep because God's greater than death. He fell asleep, passed. absent from the body in the presence of the Lord. He was put to death, just like many of our brothers and sisters are today too, facing stoning because he was sharing the truth. What are we all facing for standing for truth? Our livelihood, like jobs, or going to school, freedoms like going to places of sports or movies or even restaurants. If you don't comply to the agenda for this world in hell, but God, to really need all these things? I mean, but God, do we really need all these things? Can our God watch over us? Can he provide and deliver us? Yes, he can. Even if we face persecution, prison, and death, he is able. He is greater than all these things. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Look at what Stephen was seeing as he faced this crossroad of faith, as he was facing his last breath of this physical world. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, led by him, that's the only way you can face stuff like this, gazed into heaven and saw the glory, the great splendor and majesty of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, look, I see the heavens open up in welcome, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. He was walking and living in faith, and he was full of the same Holy Spirit we have. He was heavenly minded, not focused on the suffering and trial he was facing, but his eyes on the Savior and Lord Jesus. Amen? Look what Jesus was doing when Stephen was dying for his faith in him. Look, and I see the heavens open up and welcome the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Amen. Hallelujah. With us, with our faith and to believe and trust and embrace our Savior, Jesus Christ, for salvation and eternal life, the heavens will open up and welcome us too, brothers and sisters. Amen. Not even with Jews or Gentiles, just like our world, you'll face those who do not want to hear the truth about their Savior and God. They want to silence us or put us in prison. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Get these pages to come apart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do not know. Oh, welcome. Welcome, sis. Welcome back. We do not know all of God's will and purpose for us and how it will affect people around us. But whatever we face or go through, with the cross, with our crossroads of faith, I pray we stand for truth as God wants us to in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that others know that we trust God and not man in this life, because we have a life that Satan and man cannot give or promise, which is eternal life. Amen. So I finish with this, what Paul said, and we should know and take heed as we face the crossroads of faith too. 2 Timothy 4:1-8. The caption for this word is preach the word. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word as an official messenger. We all can be messengers, whichever way that is. Vessels for the Lord. Be ready when the time is right, even when it's not. Keep your sense of urgency, whether opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome. Okay, sis, it's okay. Welcome back. Whether welcome or unwelcome, correct those who err in doctrine or behavior. Warn those who sin. Exhort and encourage those who are growing toward spiritual maturity with inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth. And brothers and sisters, that day is here. But wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, chosen to satisfy their own desires and support the errors they hold. And we have that happening. And will turn their ears away from the truth and will wander off into myths and man-made fiction and will accept the unacceptable. But as for you, each one of us, brothers and sisters, be clear-headed in every situation. Stay calm, cool, and steady. Endure every hardship without flinching. Do the work of evangelists. Fulfill the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure from this world is at hand. And I will soon go free. Hallelujah. We too. That we soon will go free. I have fought the good and worthy and noble fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith firmly guarding the gospel against error. I pray we all have too. In the future, there is reserved for me the victor's crown of righteousness for being right with God and doing right, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that great day. The day of the Bema seat, hallelujah, the judgment seat of Christ. Not even really like a judgment, but more like rewards. And not to me only, but also for those who have loved and longed for and welcomed his appearing. Let us at our crossroads of faith do what Paul did and all before him. Do what our Savior did so we could be right with our God and Father, and do what is right as we live and breathe and know any crossroad of faith we trust. We do not face it alone. But he is our glorious Savior and coming King as promised. I'll never leave you or forsake you because I love you. So we, with knowing this and have faith in him, who we know and love, that we have longed for, and welcome his appearing as he comes to rescue us, rescue all of us who have faith to believe and entrust and embrace him to take us home. Amen forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need to get the pages in the right spot. And I do now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. All right. Thank you, Jesus. And what is so important to us, as we see tonight at the crossroads of faith, hallelujah, to know who our God is in faith and wonder. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
king that shakes the mountain tops. The only word that breaks the curses off. Only Jesus. Your name that covers all. It's higher than the others. Amen. Higher than the others. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours. Name but yours. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours. Name but yours. Amen. Hallelujah. Our glorious King, victorious one. He that scorns the gates of hell. Hallelujah. Lord. The only word my life is hell. Amen. All the earth will bow beneath the sound. Higher than the other. Higher than the other. Full of faith and wonder. I will say no other name but yours. Name but yours. Full of faith and wonder. I will say no other name but yours. Name but yours. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, his glorious name, name above all names, our glorious Savior and King, the one that's coming, our King forever, our banner, Jehovah Nissi, in the name of Jesus, amen, there is power. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sing it louder for the name of Jesus. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yes. Sing it, brothers can hear. Sing it louder. Oh, the name of Jesus. Amen, sis. Oh, glory to Jesus. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours. Name but yours. Full of faith and wonder, I will say no other name but yours. Name but yours. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. And we can call his name. Worship and honor him. Yes, Jesus. Name above all names, our glorious Savior and King,
the power in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. The one we believe in, the one we trust, the one who watches over us, the one who provides for us, protects us, saves us, delivers us, and heals us. Everything that we need that God supplies to us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Glory.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen. The Lord knows what we need.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, brothers and sisters, as we all live and breathe, and as we face everything, there is crossroads of faith, but we don't face them alone. And even at a place where we think we've gone too far, and we see the examples, then for us personally, if you're struggling or going through things, or anybody out there, that you can look to the example of Peter and see how great God's love is, how wonderful, loving, and merciful and caring he is. And this song will give you encouragement. And this song that you can identify with some of the things that Peter faced. It's one of these songs that me and my wife has been touched by the Lord, even in our times of struggle in our faith, but has made us grow and mature and become stronger. Remember, God's love is greater than the fall of man. When God's love, mercy and grace was poured out at that cross through his son's blood, that it overcame and defeated everything about sin, the curse of it, the judgment of it, the consequences of it, the death of it, being under the power of the fallen one and being influenced and misguided from him, that would lead to death and hell forever. But God's love showed up in the place, in the person of his son. And now, praise God, this is now. And this is the Lord speaking to us tonight. And he's promised me that he will speak to many. He'll speak to the hearts of the people of the church. As like they show the picture of him speaking to Peter. And he speaks to all of us too. Hallelujah. This is now, brothers and sisters. This is now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Oh, yes. Powerful song. And then at the water's edge, I drop my dreams when I drop my net. No hesitation, no regret. I followed you, but then, but this is now. Wash my feet and you change my name. I swore I'd never be the same. Much like the tides, I guess people change. Cause this was then, and this is now. I wish I could go back, but I don't know how. Remember when I stood my ground? I swore I'd never let you down. I wanna be that man again. Cause it was then, but this is now. Whoa! Hallelujah! Whoa! Watch the blind man lift his head. Hallelujah! And look the Savior in the eye. I heard a dead man take a breath. Go to my knees as I watched him rise. I felt the sea beneath my feet as I stepped out on the angry waves. He saw that storm raging within. You reached down and called me. But this is now. I wish I could go back, but I don't know how. I remember when I stood my ground. I swore that I would never let you down. I want to be that man again. That was then, and this is now. Listen to this. It's when I thought my sin had closed the door. I see my Savior standing on the shore with arms wide open. Just like the first time called my name. He said, that was then. This is now. Hallelujah. My child, I bore your cross. I wore your crown. If you couldn't come to me, my love came down. So take my hand, I'll lead you out. Because that was then. And this is now. My child, I bore your cross, I wore your crown. You couldn't come to me, so my love came down. And then lead you out. I'll never be that man again. That was then, and this is now. Hallelujah. Whoa. Whoa! Whoa! Amen. And hallelujah. As we are talking, we're getting the blessing of rain. Praise the Lord. We ain't had no rain in a while. Hot temperatures and we got rain going on right now, praise God. But anyway, brothers, sisters, that as he said that the sin was going to close the door, but there's a Savior. Because God is greater than all our sins and mistakes that we could do nothing about. Because they don't meet God's standards. Any of us think they can stay perfect in this flesh, it won't happen. It's only by our faith in Christ, who he is and what he's done, and that we get a hold of that as we're in these crossroads of faith, because he's the only one that's going to get us home. Only by our faith in him and who he is and what he's done and what he's getting ready to do. As I have seen very much lately, rescue, rescue, in different words, to be rescued. The Lord is speaking. I pray we hear him, that the Spirit is moving. He's moving upon our hearts. And this is real. And this is now. Hallelujah. Not who we were, but who we are now in Christ. Each of us, a new creation. That we have life, and the life that God gives is eternal. Don't ever let anybody tell you any different. And who are they to tell you what? God's word is greater than anything that men say. As they speak, they should be speaking the word of God. And as it lines up with his word, if it does not, I will not listen to them anymore. The Holy Spirit's been dealing with me about listening to people. And know that some out there are very subtle about what they believe. And then even making fun of the thing called believe as they go, well, even the demons believe. Totally different. They know that God exists is what they believe, and they know that he is God and their king and the one that they answer to. But for us, he is more than that. Our belief is to believe in the Son of God as he is our Savior. The demons of hell and Satan will not be redeemed for the rebellion before God, but we can be, because that's how God has it. And we have to know that and understand that and pray that anybody that would be accursed sharing something that is not of the Lord, and that it is God's way. It's by grace, by faith in his Son, and born again by the Spirit to know the truth and to know of God's love, because the Holy Spirit is the one who pours the love of God into us, the very nature, the character, the presence of the Lord in us makes us who we are. All glory to him forever. We worship and honor him. And at this crossroad of faith, who are we going to believe? Our Savior Jesus Christ or Satan and man? I pray that we choose Christ, for me and my house will serve the Lord. And he's going to be with us as we go, as we do. But know the Lord is able. As I read and the kind of things that he did with other people, oh, he can do for us too. Even more greater. Because we who have faith in Christ believe in his Son, God's Son. We believe in who he is. And we are the ones that he said more blessed, spiritually secure, are those who have not seen and believed. Thomas, you believe because you see. But more blessed are you. And God holds that very high. And that you're called special and blessed because we trust and believe in his Son and have a relationship with him and not reject him. Because that's a place you cannot be. Or in the hours and the times we live, you will be left behind. But even at your last breath, you'll be judged in eternity for rejecting your Savior, and all of the sin will be taken care of if it's not under the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Amen, brother. We believe in the name of Jesus. We believe in Jesus Christ, the authority and power of Christ, the authority of his shed blood. And hallelujah, greater is he that's within us. Who is within us? The mighty Holy Spirit of life is greater than anything of the following Satan in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. It is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony that we honor and praise Jesus as the Savior, no other, that he is the soon coming King for his church and bride. Hallelujah. Excuse me, brother, sister, my voice about at it. Hallelujah. As we finish up tonight, glory to God and get excited about Jesus. The blessing of rain, it sounds fantastic. I hope it's a good downpour. All right, well, praise God. The prayer request, we continue to pray for Sis Jeanette that she will be totally healed, lifted up and strengthened and healed in the name of Jesus. That we pray, continue to pray for Jessica and Skyler and Niall. Oh, they went on the trip. All right, that's good. We pray for, I don't know if Sis Connie's still dealing with, but we're dealing with this year now. We pray for favor and blessing for our tax return and refund settled and sent. But we leave that all in God's hands. I just want to make sure it's done or, you know, whatever's going to happen, that we would get some kind of word. Pray for me. I will be preaching and teaching at our church Sunday. Hallelujah. And that Sis Brenda will be broadcasting it. And if you are a friend at Facebook of Sis Brenda, it will show up on your feed. And that you can see me. I know y'all have heard me. And you've probably seen some of my, oh, you've probably seen my YouTube videos. You've seen me. But I'll be sharing it, the Word of God at the church for the first time that I've ever had opportunity to share it at a pulpit in a church. And what my uncle and aunt and grandmothers prayed is coming to pass. Hallelujah. Brother Andrew says, good news, the mandates at my work are being lifted on the 22nd of this month. So to get my job, amen. Hallelujah. The Lord makes a way. Praise God, brother. Aw, all right. We'll pray for Logan. Okay, we'll pray for Sis Jeanette and her grandson, Logan, for healing, because that's who we trust and believe in is the Lord, and he's able. Hallelujah. Pray for, let's see, pray for for Anna, Don's mother, for healing. Her arteries would be unclogged, and I pray that the Lord would make it where her blood would flow fine, and that we would pray for her healing. That's Don's, Sis Brenda's good friend and sister in Christ, Mother Anna. Mother Anna. Amen. Praise God. If we pray for one another and our brothers and sisters, hallelujah. I pray that, pray for our pastor and associate pastor and many other men, that they went to this men's retreat and to get focused more on the Lord. They call it like a base camp. I need to write that down. For renewing and refreshing. In the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And that, you know, it came together, brothers and sisters, that it made a place where that I was able to be there to stand in and keep the church going when they're gone. God is so awesome. He has everything controlled. Pray for my husband, will give me money. He has been working for 2 months now and has only given $10. Lord have mercy. What is it about these men that try to hold on to money and not give any to their wife? Lord have mercy. Okay, sis. Well, I'll tell you, sis, for $10, God must be stretching your money pretty good. I mean, he's able, I know, but okay. I know. I mean, I don't understand that. I know Sis Brenda had to deal with that with her first husband. Be generous and kind. And kind. Amen. All right, sis. Praise God. I pray the Lord, he will provide. And he will provide for you whatever way that is. He'll make a way that what's supposed to be for you, he's going to give to you somehow or another. I pray that, yes, your husband would be more generous and kind, trying to hold on to everything and not give you anything. That's not right. We're supposed to share. I mean, we're supposed to be in this together. And I pray that happens. That happens a lot. I've been hearing a lot of stories like that lately. And we pray that they're to share with their spouse or their wife. That's the right way. Not to be in a control and like a, I don't know what you call it, like a superior type thing and not wanting to do that kind of stuff. But we pray. Hallelujah. Father, we praise and honor you. We praise and honor you and ask you to intervene, Lord. As you see the prayer requests and the things that everybody's going through, and Lord, that you would intervene and touch lives. Father God, I pray for Sis Jeanette, and that you would touch her and bring total healing to her and now her grandson, Logan. I pray you would touch each one of them and take away this cough in the name of Jesus. Take away the congestion and the sore throat in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing. I pray for help and refreshing by the mighty Holy Spirit, Lord, to lift up Sis Jeanette and that she'll be able to sing your praises and that you'll refresh and strengthen her in your name, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray for Steele, for me, and I don't know, Sis Connie Steele, but we pray for, well, there you go, for the tax return and refund and settled and sent, but anything about money, and that you said you would supply all our needs toward the glorious riches in Christ. Well, we pray, Lord, that you make a way. And I pray for Sis Connie that her husband would humble himself and that he would learn to be generous in time, that the Spirit of God would move upon him and that he would be more of a godly man and husband as you've called all of us. And that is the place that we get our flesh out of the way and our pride out of the way and be who you want us to be, Lord. And I pray that he would give her money, just like what Sis Jeanette was dealing with her husband. And Lord, that you made a way for that, and we know that testimony, and we pray you can do it again. Lord God, we pray for Anna, Don's mother. We pray that you would heal her and unclog her arteries in the name of Jesus, and that she be able to, her body to function correctly, and Lord, that her blood would flow. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray for the men of the church and for them that when they go to this camp, they'll be renewed and refreshed by you, Lord, and be a presence with you alone and sit at your feet, Lord, and learn from you and be anointed and strengthened by the presence of your Spirit. Lord God, I pray for me, just a humble servant. And messenger, as you have opened the door, as you said, you be available, and I'll use you. And Lord, now you call me again, and you're fulfilling the prayers of my aunts and uncles and grandmothers, and the ones that were praying for me and what they saw, that it's going to come to pass this Sunday, Lord willing. And I just ask for your favor and blessing, Lord, and the anointing of the Spirit, that lives will be touched and hearts will be changed. And whichever place, there in the church house or by the broadcasting at Facebook, that God, you make a way, and the people will know you, Lord, and know my heart for you, and to share the truth in the days we live about salvation and life through you, Lord Jesus, that it's not about a religion. It is about a relationship with you, Lord Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that they'll know that, and by your word it will come alive and touch their lives and hearts. We thank you for this night. We thank you that you have shown us this is a time of crossroads of faith. And praise God that we would pass the test. And the biggest one is that we believe and trust you, Lord, now in our daily lives, in what we face, as what the ones of faith that we read about, they faced, even imprisonment or death, that you were there and that you were with them. And even in that place, the mighty Holy Spirit is going to lead us through. And then praise God, if we are here when you come, hallelujah, Lord, alive and not asleep, but we'll be in your presence if we're asleep. But hallelujah, we alive remain as we believe in what you have shown us. We'll be changed in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye, and that we won't deal with this old flesh and anything about sin no more. The consequences will be gone. And to be resurrected and glorified by your word and promise because of our faith in you and by your shed blood and your victory as you raise alive at the grave over death and hell forever. Hallelujah. And we thank you for everything tonight, Lord. I thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ, everybody on my phone, and the ones in the chat room, Brother Andrew, Sis Connie, Sis Jeanette, and Sis Rolise. Bless each one. Anoint them. Lift them up. Strengthen them. Help us, Lord, as we come to be renewed here, and that we look to you and know that we need you, and we thank you, and we say still within our hearts that we serve you now, but in the times we live, even so come, Lord Jesus. We honor and praise you and thank you for everything, Lord, most of all for your love, everlasting, unconditional, and your boundless mercy. There's no limit to your love or mercy. And then hallelujah. For your grace. Oh, hallelujah. That grace that made a way where there was no way for us, and that it was poured out at the cross, your love, mercy, and grace through your Son and the blood he poured out to be the sacrifice and for the remission of our sins and everything else you did, Lord. We praise and honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise and honor you. Amen. Thank you, brother. Praise God. I thank you for your prayers. And if you get a chance, you can, listen to it live, 11 a.m. my time, or it'll be up where you can look in the archives of Facebook, Lord willing. And I'm excited. It's a message, like I said, we're doing the Word of God at that church, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. And that's, I think, is very good in the days we live. We need the Word so much. And praise His name forever. Well, bless each one of you. I thank God for you. And glory to God. I hope you have a great weekend. It started off good. This was I don't even know if it was even predicted, but God made a way. He knew when we needed rain, and He brings it. Hallelujah. I mean, they have computers and predictions and everything else, but the Lord, He has the final word, and we thank Him. Well, bless each one of you. I hope you have a great night, rest of night and weekend. And like I said, if you get a chance, it'd be awesome that you come and listen. And we thank God for each one of you. And as Sis Jeanette says, and I say to you, shalom and good night. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.